This is Valak. I'm from the Kansas City area, and you're listening to Ron Paul Radio.
Hey, this is DJ Lodi with Ron Paul Radio. It's my pleasure to be here on BBS Radio. Want to talk about basically Ron Paul and the movement and the whole idea. I'm only 21. I'm a DJ, and it's kind of a funny story how I got involved in politics. I've only been involved in politics for about 3 months, and that's when I first heard about Ron Paul. I heard about the debates coming up in May, and I watched both the Democratic and the Republican debates. And when I saw Ron Paul speak, I was like, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. So I started learning about what he was saying, and I learned about the issues. And the more I learned about politics, the more I was just so amazed about what's going on in the government and in Washington and what our politicians are doing. I just couldn't believe all the things that I was learning. So I was figuring out, you know, how can I get involved? How can I play a part in this? And I've been listening to online radio for about 4 years. And, oh, 1 second here. Sorry about that. oh my gosh, there we go. Alright, sorry. So yeah, I've been doing online radio for about 4 years. I've been tuning in. I haven't actually done my own show or my own broadcast. And somebody brought up, they said, hey, you know, RonPaulRadio.com isn't taken. Maybe we should do it. And at that moment, I knew that is the project for me. That's what I should be doing. So I bought the domain name. And, of course, I've never set up a website before, and I've never broadcast it online. So I just bought it and said, you know, it's a great idea. Let's see if I can do it. So I talked about it with some people, and I met with some really great people. And we talked about, you know, what we can do, and I got my IT guy, and, it's amazing. It's pretty much been all me and my IT guy, with the help of a few key individuals. But basically, it's been me and my IT guy. And believe it or not, this is going to be amazing to you, but my IT guy is completely blind. He can't see. And of course, I don't know anything about computers or, you know, web pages or anything. So I had to depend on him, and he came through. You can check out our website at www.ronpaulradio.com and see what we got up there. It's a 24-hour stream dedicated to Ron Paul's freedom message. And what we want to do is just reach out to people and have them give them a platform so people can get involved. And we already got some shows. We've only been open for a week. The stream started up on Sunday, and I flew out to Chicago to take a Greyhound bus to Des Moines because that was the most economical way I could do it. And so we had so many problems last minute. It was just amazing. But we ended up doing it. We came through, and it was a ton of work. But I got out there to Des Moines, and I was broadcasting live from the Republican debates last weekend, and it was really quite amazing. I got to interview three Republican presidential candidates. I got to interview Ron Paul, of course, and I interviewed Duncan Hunter and Sam Brownback. I actually got a good clip of Sam Brownback. Maybe we can play that right quick. I think you guys would enjoy it.
Thanks, Senator.
Mr. Sure. Brownback, you mentioned...
What's your name?
I am DJ Lodi.
Hi, DJ.
Hello.
I am
with RonPaulRadio.com.
Ron Paul Radio.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, his own radio station. Cool.
It's a grassroots independent.
Sure. Sure.
It wasn't long after that I wanted to ask Sam Brownback what he thought about the debate, basically what happened was, in the beginning of the debate, George Stephanopoulos played a clip of Sam Brownback's phone message to Iowa voters talking about how Mitt Romney has flip-flopped on abortion, I believe. And I wanted to ask Sam Brownback, I said, do you think that it's unnecessary that these be brought up when it's really basically just facts? Because his whole campaign has been triumphing on the fact that, you know, those statements are true and it's all about the facts. And I've actually received emails in my inbox from the Sam Brownback campaign talking about how those are factual statements. So I said, Mr. Brownback, don't you think that since those are factual statements, it's unnecessary to bring it up during the debate in order to cause, you know, TV drama? But I wasn't able to get my question out because by the time, after I said I'm from Ron Paul Radio, a few words later, he just walked away. He completely turned his back and walked away and just left me in the cold. And I was broadcasting live at the time, and everybody heard it. And it was quite the experience. A lot of people thought it was funny. And, of course, you know, I'm not experienced in politics or the media, so it was my first time. And I was nervous, but at the same time, I felt that it was justified simply because, you know, Ron Paul is my candidate, and he is the one who upholds the Constitution and stands by his values. And I got a really great feedback. I got really great response from the Ron Paul campaign. I was lucky enough to interview all of the members of the official Ron Paul campaign, except for Justine Lamb. She's the e-coordinator. She wasn't there, but I interviewed everybody who was there, and I also got to interview Lou Rockwell, who is a very intelligent man. He has the website www.lourockwell.com. He's the head of the Mises Institute, which is based in Auburn, and I was lucky enough to actually meet him 3 weeks ago when I was in Auburn getting the website design all together, because my web designer was in Auburn. And I went through the Mises Library, and they have amazing books. They have books from 1890s about economics. They have ancient European economics. They have just amazing sayings. It was really profound to walk through the library and see all the information that was there. I could probably get lost in there for a couple months and never come out. But it was really a humbling experience to meet Lou Rockwell at that time. So for this debate, I met the campaign, and our broadcast was a success. Our launch date was at the debate, so that's when we got the radio stream up and running. And we, you know, I've been working hardest. I've never worked so hard on a project before. Like I said, I'm only 21, so I haven't had the time to work on a lot of really difficult projects, but this is definitely the hardest thing I've done in my life, and it's been about 2 months of hard work, but we have RonPaulRadio.com 24 Internet radio stream up and running dedicated to Ron Paul's message of freedom. And we also broadcasted from the straw poll yesterday. It was very successful. Our radio broadcast went really well. It was hosted by Rick Williams and Cam, and they are both going to have a show on our station. If you go to our website, you can click on shows, and you'll see the shows that we have lined up. It's really cool to see all these people get involved, because I believe that for freedom, we need to unite. And if we unify through diversity, that just makes us much more stronger, because there's so many people out there that do their own thing, you know, live their own lives, and they have knowledge that is simply invaluable. Myself, for example, I don't have a lot of money to donate to the official campaign, but I do know about Internet radios, and I have friends who run Internet radio stations, and I knew that if you know, this could be successful, and we could succeed in spreading the message of freedom and peace. So I got involved and started working on it, And it's great because there's so many musicians that support Ron Paul. We'll play you some clips a little bit later in the show of some of the music that, we received. And again, we've only been up for 7 days. This is our week mark. Today is marks our, official week of being on the air. So I'd say it's a success. Yesterday we had maximum listeners of 400, and we were able to communicate through the listeners through email. We had our listeners email our show hosts, and they would talk about it on the air. Our show hosts, Rick and Cam, just did an amazing job. They broadcasted a musical event Friday called Ronstock, and that was thrown by a few supporters. I believe it was thrown by a member of one of the college organizations up there in Ames, Iowa, and it was just basically a musical event to promote Ron Paul the day before the Straw Poll. And I got in contact with the person who was throwing this event, and I said, hey, it would be really cool is if we could broadcast this to the world for those of for those who can't attend the event, or they live out of state, or they live in another country, that we can broadcast it and they can tune in live. I think that'd be a really great idea. And he said he agreed. And so we talked about, you know, what we could do, and I mean, it was really last minute. We pretty much put this together in about 2 days. So it was very amazing to see the success of the event. Our guys at Ron Paul Radio set up a table right outside of an of an RV by the Granny Warriors, and they what they do is they have this huge RV. It's decked out in Ron Paul. I mean, it is like a moving, screaming billboard. It is quite the sight, and the Granny Warriors are true characters. I mean, if you don't believe me, you can just take a look at their passenger seat, and they have a monkey hanging out, and people feed the monkey and take pictures of the monkeys. It's a riot, and it was so great because during the broadcast they were talking. They got to talk to the Iowa campaign manager for the Ron Paul campaign, and they also got to speak with the Granny Warriors, and that was really cool. And in the background, it was hilarious. You could hear the monkey just going crazy, totally spazzing out. And and Ron Paul actually spoke at Ronstock. Of course, it was wasn't an official event or anything, but as the Ronstock event started to grow, of course, you know, the Ron Paul campaign took notice, and of course Ron Paul would be invited to come because he's the man it's all about. So he came and he gave a speech, and after his talk, he came down and sat down with our guys at Ron Paul Radio and sat at the table, and Rick Williams gave an interview, and my description from Rick, or Rick's description that he gave to me, was he was sitting there with Ron Paul with the monkey over his head, and people were just surrounded by the table. He thought he was going to get crushed, and he it was at nighttime. And he said it was just like a strobe light. People were just going crazy. They couldn't get enough of it. And Rick got a really good interview with Ron Paul. And again, it was a four-hour event. And then Rick and Cam broadcasted the next day for 11 hours. They broadcasted a total of almost 15 hours. And it was really amazing. I mean, talk about troopers, you know, they did it, and they didn't get paid, you know, they did it because they believe in the message, and they wanted people around the world to tune in. And yesterday at the Iowa event, during the Straw Poll, we actually got three emails from overseas. We got two from Germany, we got one from Sweden, and we also got an email from Canada. So, you know, my goal to reach out to people worldwide with this radio station definitely proved successful last night, so that was very exciting. And we also had it was amazing just the, how the people responded. Somebody donated us last weekend a server 2 gigabytes a second, which if you don't know how much that is or how much that costs, I'll let you know that if you buy a server for 100 megabytes a second, it costs over $2,000 a month. and we got 2 gigabytes. So, and it was for free, completely for free, and just right off the bat just gave it to us. So we can now support over 30,000 listeners. So it's really amazing, and it's really cool. And I hope that, you know, the radio station takes off and does well, because, you know, I started the radio station to promote the freedom message and to bring the freedom message to the world. Because before I got into politics 3 months ago, I just got back from Europe. Like I said, I'm a DJ, and I was really into internet radio for about 4 years. And I had friends from overseas who also DJed on a website called JungleTrain.net. And it's a really tight community with a great group of people. And, you know, I've been listening to them for about 4 years, and I told one of the DJs, one of my favorite DJs, I said, you know, you're really good, and I want to learn how to DJ, so do you think you can teach me some stuff? And he was like, yeah, I mean, I don't know what I can teach you, but if you want to talk about stuff, then you're welcome to come. So I just did it. You know, that's typical of me, just jumping right into situations. So I got on my plane, or I bought my ticket, and before I left to Europe, I was like, I'm crazy, what am I thinking, what am I doing? I didn't have enough money to get a hotel that whole time. I didn't know where I was going to sleep. I didn't know where I was going to go, but I just went. So I met my friend in Germany in the airport, and he was like, well, you know, we have some friends over, but if they don't decide not to stay at our place, then you can stay at our place. And it was just the most amazing experience. They let me sleep in their house. They even gave me their keys to their apartment when they left, in case I left. I mean, it was really amazing. They were so kind and the nicest people, you know, I've ever met. And we're friends for life now. And that was my first time ever going overseas. And it was such a powerful experience to me to see all these different cultures. I wasn't just in Germany. I got there on Sunday, and on Tuesday I took the overnight train to Amsterdam. So I went to Amsterdam, and I got there on Wednesday. And, you know, of course you go to Amsterdam. So I was in Amsterdam for the first time, and I walked out into the city. And it's a large city. It's actually one of the international hubs for air traffic when you go to the Europe area. And so it's a large city, and I got there, and I've never been there before. And I don't know if you've ever tried to read Dutch, but if you don't speak Dutch and you don't read Dutch and you see it for the first time, it is the craziest thing you've ever seen. So I certainly didn't understand the language. So I was basically walking around the city that I've never been at before, and, you know, I had the Amsterdam effect, basically, while I was there. And I'm walking around trying to figure out, you know, where am I going to go? Because I had to meet my friend who lives in Amsterdam in like 3 hours. So I got to Amsterdam, and then I had to get on the train to go see him. But before I could do that, I had to get a place to stay. So I got a place to stay, and I ended up getting lost in the city. And I was really enjoying myself. And some guy came up to me, and he had like 3 teeth. And he looked like he didn't take a shower for a couple of days. And he came up to me and he said, hey, do you need anything? Do you want anything? I was like, what do you mean? He was like, you know, do you want any drugs or anything? And I said, no, I want to know where the train station's at. Do you think you can show me where the train station's at? He was like, the train station? I was like, yeah, I need to go to the train station. And he was like, yeah, sure. So he brought me all the way to the train station. It was like a 20-minute walk, and he walked me all the way to the train, and I got to the train, and we talked about, you know, our countries. He was from Morocco, and of course I'm from America, and it was very, very interesting to reach out to people, because I realized that it doesn't really matter where you're from or what you believe in. You know, in general, people are good-hearted and good-natured, and when I came back from Europe, you know, with that amazing experience, and I got back home to, basically I live in the middle of nowhere in the boondocks, so I got back home, there's nothing to do, and I just got back from Europe, you know, having the time of my life, so I'm like, you know, what am I going to do? So I just surf the news, surf the internet, You know, and that's when I first learned about Ron Paul, through the internet. And as soon as I heard him talk in the debates, I was like, wow, this is a guy who really, you know, speaks to me and believes in the freedom message. Because there's so many things that are wrong with our country right now today. We're so focused on oil when we have the technology right now to make oil completely obsolete, you know, except for like plastics and stuff. But I mean, it's just so amazing the technology that is being shunned right now. I can get on my computer and call my friend from Germany and talk for hours, and it doesn't cost me a dime, you know, through the internet. But if I use my cell phone, it'll cost me hundreds of dollars. So it's just, you know, they're trying, the elite and the corporations, they're trying to prevent, you know, this advance of technology, because if it's really embraced by the people and by the companies and all this stuff, then prices will become so cheap. You know, it's like the internet connection, for example. In Japan, they have a much faster internet connection than we do here in America. But the corporations say that since we were used to 56K dial-up, the upgrade to cable internet was so far ahead of dial-up that we were satisfied and we didn't need any more upgrades. So, you know, now, as far as broadband connection speed, we're low on the totem pole when it comes to advanced countries with the internet. So, you know, that's just one clear example of the ways that, you know, we are not progressing as society, because the people who are in power are preventing the technology and preventing the message and the knowledge from getting out to the people. I mean, you know, I don't watch TV. I watch TV every now and then for sports, you know, but there again, you know, what is the TV all about? It's about entertainment, to keep the people entertained. You turn on the news, what's the news about? It's really about entertainment. Because if it wasn't, you wouldn't be able to turn on the news and hear about Paris Hilton or Nicole Richie or any of these famous people who I've never met in my life and have no impact on my life, but they proliferate my news programs. Of course, not anymore since I don't watch TV, but, you know, these are just so many problems. And, you know, as you may know, Ron Paul is not emphasized in the media, even though his message speaks loud and clear, and he stands out from the other candidates because he lives by his message and he lives by his principles, and the words that he speaks are knowledgeable and factual. And if anybody just did some simple investigative journalism to compare his viewpoints and his beliefs and his voting record to these other candidates, it would be a clear landslide. But of course they don't want that, because they want to keep the technology down, they want to keep the information down, they want to control the people. And you know, that's evident in so many things that go on in today's world. So, you know, but the good thing is the internet is the balancer. The internet is the most powerful communication and information tool in the history of mankind, and it's not utilized enough. And of course, the politicians and the companies, they can't control the internet yet, even though they're trying to. But as of right now, it is uncontrolled. So we have, as a society and as a whole, the capability to go on the internet and express freedom of thought and express, you know, freedom of opinion and our artistic abilities, and we can put these out for free. You know, we can voice our opinion to, you know, many people, like I am talking to you right now. You know, this is what unites us, is the internet is the tool that isn't utilized enough in today's society. And if you ever hear people on the internet talk about, or people on the TV talk about the internet, they always pass it off as if it's some crazy thing that these crazy people are doing, and there's a bunch of junk and trash on the internet. But they do that so that they keep you watching TV, because they're afraid. They're afraid of losing their grip and their power on the people and on their little niche that they call news. But it's changing, and it's about time that it started to change, and that's what Ron Paul is representing to us to his supporters and to the American people. He's representing, you know, this opportunity for a philosophical and educated change instead of this, you know, this need of rhetoric and emotional emotional decision-based, you know, or decision-based or decisions based on emotions. It's just, you know, it's madness what's going on in Washington, and they use this term terrorism as the primary factor of, you know, why they're taking our rights away and why they're, you know, get rid of our security, or not our security, but our privacy. You know, they use this terrorism to say, well, you know, we're going to get rid of privacy, that way we know you're not a terrorist. But here's the problem, is that where does terrorism happen? It can only happen in your mind. If you are mentally incapacitated and do not concept or can't concept, you know, an act of terrorism, then you're not terrified. Because if you don't know what's going on, then why you're not terrified? You know, and I'm DJ Lodi. It stands for Live on the Island. If I lived on my own little mental island and I didn't know what happened outside of my life, how am I going to know? Why am I terrified? I'm not terrified. The only people that terrify me are the news media and the politicians telling me that somebody's going to kill me unless I give them money to support these security programs. You know, and they're crashing our economy, and they're really hurting our the American taxpayer. And Ron Paul realizes that if we just cut back spending levels to the year 2000, we can completely get rid of the income tax. And, you know, the Iraq war cost so much money that if we just stop the war and let them have their freedom and worry about our country first, you know, not only, I mean, we can get rid of the income tax, we can stop the wars, we can be productive with technology and embrace it. I mean, it's almost like all the answers just rolled up into one. You know, so it's clear for me. It's a clear decision because no other politician running for president, Democrat or Republican, is offering these ideas that are so beneficial to the future. And like I said, I'm 21, so I have a lot of life left to live. And I don't want that life to be tainted with problems in Washington because they're not following the rules. I mean, they went to Iraq under UN resolutions, and they didn't declare a declaration of war. You know, why didn't they follow the rules? That's the question we all should be asking our politicians. So, you know, while they're taking our money and crashing our economy, it's just really unfortunate that they can just do this, you know, for no reason, and think that we're not going to stand up and say, enough is enough. You know, 70% of the American people are tired, are not tired, but disapprove of the Iraq war. President Bush has the lowest rating since President Nixon, and Congress has the same rating as President Bush. And I'm sure that not very many people are happy with the Judiciary Department, especially with Alberto Gonzalez about to be impeached. It doesn't seem like they're running smoothly there either. So if all three branches of the government are doing horrible, where are we to turn to? And the fact is, we don't have anywhere to turn to. The only opportunity that we have is to make an educated and important decision on this next election year to change the future for the better. So I want to play a song for you guys. It's a song that we, Ron Paul Radio, recorded while we were in Iowa during the debates. There's a lot of people out there just excited and motivated like I am and happy about the idea of being peaceful and being free and stopping the wars and taking care of our country. And this is one of the people out there in the Ron Paul rally that is a musician and is creative and is using her talents to promote Ron Paul. So I hope you guys enjoy the song, and I'll be back in just a minute.
This is the flip side of the Ballad of Ron Paul, the 45. that I recorded with my late husband in 79. The first time we did it in public was at Ron Paul Barbecue, where I met a number of officials, including Jeb Bush. And I threw up on him. I puked on him. How do you do? I fainted in the Texas sun. Most of these records were melted. I apologize. He was a nice man, actually. I was revived. But he probably didn't like this song. Hey, Big Spender, how you gonna mend her? Now you've ruined our economy. I said, hey, U.S. Congress, what a doggone mess you've made of our society. Now remember, it was the 70s. Well, a 10-cent drink cost me 89 cents. The price of gas is really making me tense. A tough situation at home is a fraud. It's time to repent and get back to God. Say no, Big Spender. I love my country and I will defend her. From you who spend my money liberally. This is a spotlight on the band. Way more people, because there's folks all over the land just who want to sing it, shout it, play it. Ron Paul, 2008. And I'm also needing some time to remember words. That's all right. Double-digit inflation. Well, it was way out of sight. Really not right. A tough situation at home and abroad. Time to repent, that's right. Get fit to God and say no, Big Spender. I love my country and I will defend her. From you who spend my money endlessly. I want my life, I want my liberty. Get off my back, Ben Timothy, now. Get off my back, I just want to be free.
You guys like that song? It was, I liked it. It was very cool. It's interesting to see how, philosophy and concepts go back so long. You know, she mentioned in her song that it was made in 1979, but she sung about the gas prices, you know, and why haven't they been fixed? You know, why hasn't the cars upgraded and become more advanced? You know, and this is what Ron Paul is offering us. He's offering us free market. In a time where the government or the oil companies are making record prices, why are they being tax exempt and getting all these subsidies from the government? Don't they make enough money on their own without getting a break from the government? You know, and the government says, "Oh, well, we're helping the American economy." No, they're not. They're making the gas prices higher. They're hurting all Americans by doing this. And Ron Paul is going to stop that. So that is just another reason why Ron Paul is good for America. And, you know, of course, the media isn't promoting Ron Paul, so that's why I started Ron Paul Radio, so we could create our own media. And this revolution that everybody is talking about is just meant to be fun. I mean, just looking at it from a marketable perspective, you know, it's extremely marketable. You know, have all these really interesting people, you know, and especially the young people, get together and create this intellectual revolution through the internet, which is, you know, an amazing piece of technology that has just gotten started. It's really profound to see that we are, you know, we are taking this by storm, and we are placing a stake in, you know, the media and the culture And we're not going to take these front runners, these so-called front runners, as our presidential election. I mean, if the media wants to talk about how, you know, these are the front runners, why do we even have elections in the first place? Why don't we just say, okay, which ones are the media going to pick, you know, 2 years before the election really, really starts? We'll just say, okay, that's who the media picked. Okay, that's who's going to be our president. We don't need to learn about the issues. We don't need to educate ourselves because the media is the all-knowing factor. The media is all we need, and we'll just do whatever they do. So who needs elections anyway? We'll just say, hey, media, who do you think would be the best president? And then they'll just go ahead and take off with it. It's not like they're doing it already. So, you know, the Ron Paul Revolution is about putting a stop to it and having people represent their opinions and their voices and not being told by anybody else what they should believe. Because, you know, our freedom of thought can't be taken away from anybody. And the media basically tries to persuade us to give them control of our thoughts. If we let the media control our thoughts and we don't look at the media objectively, then we lose who we are. And we can't do that because the world is short. You know, our lives are short and the future is basically forever. And if we don't start thinking about our kids and our kids' kids or just even ourselves, you know, like I said, I'll be probably alive for another 70 years. You know, that's a whole lot of life to live without, you know, trying to make a difference. So I'm not gonna live my whole life without trying to make a difference, and that's exactly why I started RonPaulRadio.com, to try and make a difference and to reach out to people and have them have those people be a part of the radio experience. You know, like I said, if you go to our shows page, you can see who is about to have a show. And you know, I just recently got in contact with those people. Those people emailed me and said, hey, you know, I have some cool ideas for a show, and we got to talking. And of course, you know, they're just an avid Ron Paul supporter who is totally on the same level of thinking that I am. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, with the meetup groups, for example. There's meetup groups all over the country and the world. And when I went to Chicago, I went to a meetup event. And, of course, I lived in Chicago for about 9 months, but I haven't been there for 2 years. So when I went to Chicago, it was basically a reunion for me, but I didn't know anybody that lived there except for my cousin. And I went to this meetup group, and instantly I met all these people who were basically just became my friends just because we all had similar ideas, and we were all as excited as each of us were about the concept of being free and having our freedom. It was just really amazing. So it was really cool just to meet these people that I've never met before and be able to go to this, you know, meetup event and socialize with all these really cool people. It was really awesome. So, you know, this is what it's about. It's about uniting. It's about the people uniting and sending a message saying, we are people. We are not mindless. We are not going to take what the media sends us and count it as gospel, because we need to make educated decisions, and we can't depend on the media to make the educated decisions for us, because we all have our own thoughts about what's right and what's wrong, and the media simply does not have the capability to represent all the diverse amount of people that think certain ways on certain issues. And that's why I started my radio station, to become our own media. And what I want to do is I want to get extremely diverse people together so they can talk about their issues and their ideas so we can unify through diversity. That's what it's all about, is being unified. Because until we stop dividing people by, you know, by labels or you know, insinuations, you know, oh, this person's like this, this person's like this, you immediately become divided. You put up that wall. And it's about being open-minded and accepting people, you know, because a lot of people out there have their own path and have their own ideas, but they do believe in the concept of being free and not having to pay income taxes. and not being in the Iraq war and not going to war unless we declare war. I mean, it's really a clear concept and a clear idea. So this is what the movement is all about, and I am really pleased to speak to you guys about this, because I am honored anytime I get to reach out to people and talk about the movement and talk about the freedom concept, because, you know, I just get so excited. I went to a rock concert in Atlanta a couple months ago, and I probably talked to over 100 people. I was just walking around, you know, talking to people, you know, just being myself, you know, chilling. And, you know, I got a really good reception because I'm honest. And just like Ron Paul's honest. And Mark Twain said, you don't have to have a good memory as long as you tell the truth. Because once you start lying, then you got to remember everything you say. So you can weave and work your way around your own talk. And it's pretty clear that most of these politicians, that's exactly what they do. So that is why Ron Paul stands out from the crowd, because he says the same message of truth. He uses factual evidence to back up his claims, and he doesn't play on emotions. He doesn't cater to corporations. Let me just say, he never accepted money from corporations. He is all about the American people. Last quarter, he received 49% of his donations were under $200, and he got $2.4 million. Less than 14% of Giuliani's donations were under $200. You know, basically the lawyers, the entertainers, you know, people in his law firm. I mean, those are the people, because why? They represent their interest. Oh, if Giuliani gets in, then we'll have a direct connection to the president. Hello. Who wouldn't donate to that? I know I would if it basically guaranteed that I was going to have, you know, a great connection in the most powerful position in America. You know, of course these people are going to support it. And then Giuliani says himself, he's great friends with Rupert Murdoch. You know, who's Rupert Murdoch? The owner of all these major media corporations. So then it just goes back. Well, why would Fox News push for Giuliani? Well, because Rupert Murdoch, who is the owner of Fox News, is friends with Giuliani. So if Giuliani becomes president, I wonder how much Giuliani is going to do to cater to Rupert Murdoch, who promoted him oh so well during the presidential election. It does not take a rocket scientist to realize that their intentions are not all honorable. But of course, Ron Paul became a politician simply because he thought something should be done about the monetary policy. In fact, he didn't even want to start politics, really. He wanted to because he wanted to make a difference, but that's not what his trade was. His trade was a doctor. It wasn't a lawyer. You know, Hillary Clinton, all she has been her whole life is a politician. You know, Ron Paul was a doctor. He never accepted Medicare. He basically took whatever people could pay him, because he's not a part of this whole greed and corruption circle that is plaguing Washington, D.C. So, you know, it's really a statement of integrity and honesty that Ron Paul gives to the American people by offering this honest and real alternative for the American people. And people are responding, and they like it. And I like it. That is why I started Ron Paul Radio, so I could get to more people, so I could go worldwide. Because if you're in Germany or if you're in Sweden, they are not going to have live coverage of the Iowa straw poll. In fact, it might take you a couple days just to even hear the results. So, you know, instead of you know, searching rigorously, trying to find the information, we just give it to them live right away, so they can enjoy the success that Ron Paul displays. And if Ron Paul doesn't win, we are in trouble, because we're going to continue to go down this bad path. So it is a clear decision of who needs to become president, and that is Ron Paul. So it's really exciting to be a part of this movement and to have a source of information and news where people can get involved and fight for what they believe in. That's what Ron Paul Radio is all about. So it's really, really awesome, and I'm really glad to have people involved. And I'm glad you guys have tuned in to Ron Paul Radio Show on PBS Radio. It's my pleasure to be a part of this radio network. I just want to thank PBS for having me, and I hope Ron Paul wins. You know, and a lot of people do, because he really speaks the truth to us instead of just people who are meant to serve and meant to buy. Why do you think we're such a consumer-based based country? Because consumerism equates to entertainment, and entertainment equates to replacing true knowledge and true facts and true information. So basically what they're doing is just hiding the real information from us, so we continue to live our little lives while they stand up there and make all the rules and decide what we know and what we don't know. And it just can't go on anymore. We have to stop the madness. We have to start getting active. We have to start getting involved and start making a difference, because the future is now. If we don't make a difference now, we are doomed to the future that we create, which is nothing. If we don't do anything now, then our future will be filled with what other people create for us. And we can't do that. I mean, even if you don't support Ron Paul, you have to do something now in order to stop the madness, because problems are happening. And it's not going to be long until it stops working out. I mean, I don't know if you guys heard, but recently, I believe it was on Wednesday, the Federal Reserve did these things called liquidity injections to the stock market. And what they did was pumped over $25 billion into the stock market to keep it from going crazy. And where does that $25 billion come from? It comes from thin air. It devalues our money. It squeezes anybody who's not involved in this high level of stock market involvement. You know, anybody who isn't in control, and it just hurts all of us. It really just hurts all of us. And the money isn't valuable unless we get it first. You know, unless you get your money first, it is not as valuable as the people who get the millions and millions of dollars. You know, they get it first, and it just gets passed on down the cycle, and as it gets passed down, it loses its value. I mean, what I'm sure you guys, you know that when you get a stack of, you know, when you get a crisp paycheck, and you got those crisp ones, and those crisp fives, and those crisp tens, they're worth more than that crumbled up $5 bill that's in the back of your couch or whatever. Obviously, your crisp money is worth more. And they are getting the same thing. The only difference is they're getting billions and millions of dollars of it, and we're getting hundreds and hundreds, and we're trying to survive, and we're trying to feed ourselves. Well, maybe not you guys, but I am. That's the life I live. I'm a real American. I'm not an entertainer. I'm not here to entertain you. Although I hope, you know, you enjoy my broadcast, but my job is clear. It's to reach out and change the world. And that is what my radio station is all about, is to change the world by helping Ron Paul get elected, because it's really important to me that we make this correct direction towards the future. So that's going to wrap it up for today. This is DJ Lodi with Ron Paul Radio, and I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I'm going to end with a rap song that was made last week that was really, it's really, really good. I don't know if you guys like rap or not, but the lyrics are really intelligent and really, it's really positive. And this is just another testimony towards the unique people who are getting involved in this campaign. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show, and I hope you guys enjoy the song. Thanks from DJ Lodi.
On the bureaucratic hopes and disguises, they're posers and liars, always COVID inspired. Quoting the Bible while they're hoarding their bribes in. UN resolutions outweighing the Constitution. Obey them or else they're nuking you. Get it yet? And no more YouTube on your internet. Powers are risen from loopholes within the text. Forget the rest. Time for a change. Dr. Ron Paul Mawire and Brain. To enlighten to despite the stake. You better get your weapons licensed today. Before the rest of your rights are erased. And more of our young soldiers' lives are at stake. They say relax, we are leaders. Come on. We wouldn't lie to you. To be safe, we need to stick this microchip inside you. Spread your feet a little wider. Any weed or psilocybin? You were speeding, sir. Cavity searches are required. You don't like the state taking food off your plate. Say, vote for Ron Paul in 2008. And if you don't want the IRS repossessing your place, then vote for Ron Paul in 2008. We got troops in Afghanistan, troops in Iraq. Where are troops at if we do get attacked? Troops out in Africa, troops in Korea. Where are troops gonna be if they do come over here? This is a message to all thinking adults who don't believe civilians should be used as catapults. Don't take what they taught for a grain of salt. They buy in bolts and bulk and putting money in their vault. Most kids know it's crap when they shoot the crap, but it won't be all bad when they institute the draft. We've had a revolution before, have one again. But instead of loading a gun, we grabbing a pen. We still want a constitutional government. The IRS is cruel and unusual punishment. And who said the feds could watch you through your sunroof? Pulling you over and making you yell, Uncle Sam. Invades the third world, Iraq, next Iran. It ain't complex, man, it's the next big scam. League of Nation building got a map and they throwing darts. Best believe Dr. Paul wants no part. You don't like the state taking food off your plate. Say, vote for Ron Paul in 2008. And if you don't want the IRS repossessing your place, then vote for Ron Paul in 2008. We got troops in Afghanistan, troops in Iraq. Where are troops at if we do get attacked? Troops out in Africa, troops in Korea. Where are troops gonna be if they do come over here?
We'll have to fight them here tomorrow. We don't fight them there today. But their IEDs can't hit us from 10,000 miles away. We're out of weapon range. Just ask any kid in second grade. Tell them it'll be a generation's deficit to pay. Half a billion bucks a day, but it's war that our nation's funding. The Federal Reserve is busy printing paper money. The billions unaccounted for should keep inflation coming. Tax return money weaker than when it was taken from we. The people think it's funny till you blow your nose with dollar bills. Cause you would need 100 for a water bottle still. So swallow lots of pills, I hope you got the gall still. That'll be the only way to pay your monster doctor bill.
But allow me to remind you of a special document. The prescription for this sickness, time to call the doctor in. Ron Paul got the medicine to set the illness right. Virgo pill tonight, no bills except the bill of rights.
You want no child left behind, Dr. Paul delivered lies. And he won't promote a foreign policy and genocide. Forget about our borders, let's give a rant a try. These puppets bust but never say nothing like Panama. I thought this was America, land of the free market. Unless you get caught without your national ID card. Yeah, we need our homeland security and FEMA. Just look how they protected us from Hurricane Katrina. You gotta know, the doctor knows. We'll never send you to Guantanamo for questioning the Electoral College vote. He believed the document the founding fathers wrote should be honored from politician to common folk.
You'll get us out of Iraq and out of debt too. And get rid of the money-hungry alphabet soup. Ask Milton Friedman, only a free man allowed us to his seeds can ever hope to reap them. It's happening now, roll up your sleeves and fight, cause the revolution isn't on C-SPAN. Youth of America, open your wingspan. Your forefathers fought for freedom for a reason. Not to have it taken by the country they fought for. Not to fight a long lost war on the wrong shores. The state should never be conducted by the businesses. That's why the lovers of liberty want it limited. Cause it'll lead you a police state naturally. You wouldn't know it chilling at the Cheesecake Factory. But where's Big Brother at when cheese ain't happening? The same cats alleged cash tea base rapidly. Same folks that brought you to war and sleep in prison. These are guys that you are educating your children. Liberty and death, accept no substitutions. We're moving, come and join the Ron Paul Revolution. If you don't like the state taking food off your plate, say vote for Ron Paul in 2008. And if you don't want the IRS repossessing your place, then vote for Ron Paul in 2008. We got troops in Afghanistan, troops in Iraq. Where are troops at if we do get attacked? Troops out in Africa and troops in Korea. Where are troops gonna be if they do come over here?
If you were president, what would be your strategy for ending the war in Iraq?
Congressman Paul, what would it be?
Just come home. We just marched in. We just come home.
Join us every Tuesday
from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern
on The People Speak with host Basma Farhat
as she interviews guests from the realms of politics,
activism,
spirituality,
literature,
science,
and other social issues.
The People Speak provides a forum
for live audience interaction,
allowing you to speak with guests
and for them to hear and answer you.